breathing in air. The fake ain't phony, they're just seeing impaired. Cause you believe what you see or believe what ain't there. The real world is twisted and to me it ain't fair. Cause greedy people seem...
Welcome to the Voices in My Head. The intro and outro music is Western Coast by the High Council. You can check them out on SoundCloud. Welcome back. You've been enjoying my podcast and YouTube channel. Please hit that like and subscribe button. Really appreciate it. Came across this interesting article. And what's fascinating is yesterday I did an episode on an article that showed that roughly 20%, I think it was more like 21% of CEOs were psychopaths. I thought the number was low. Thought it was much higher. And I wasn't sure, even though it said it did CEOs, at times they talked about senior leadership. Now I'm wondering if they looked at senior leadership as a whole, would that number have gone up? And I think it would have gone up. So today I'm on Daily Mail, and this article is about key signs if your boss is a psychopath. So let's get into this. I'm on Daily Mail. This article is dated October 18th, 2023. The headline is Revealed: The Key Signs Your Boss Might Be a Psychopath. So does your manager have any of these traits? To begin with, at least in my experience in corporate America, managers, direct managers, supervisors, managers are not necessarily psychopaths. That's sort of the borderline. Some are, some aren't. When you move up higher in the corporate chain into directors, VPs, senior VPs, executive VPs, whatever the structure is, the higher you go up, in my opinion, there is a higher percentage of psychopaths in those ranks. So at the management level, they are not all psychopaths. And I've only encountered a handful of what I would consider psychopaths at the manager level. Now, the director level, I saw a lot more. VP level, more. It got to the point where I thought everybody that was in a senior VP or a VP and higher in any organization I was ever in was a psychopath. I had to assume that. So a lot of times when I read these type of articles, I'm questioning, are they talking your direct manager or management as a whole? My current manager is clearly not a psychopath. He's a good guy. I enjoy working for him. He is a genuine human being. Now, I've been in companies where I've seen managers become managers. They stay there for a few years and then go back to being an individual contributor. I did that. Now, part of it is I was forced out because I didn't want to play their psychopathic games and I got called out on it, or I would call them out on their psychopathic games. So let's get into this. Here are some of the bullet points. Corporate psychopaths are driven by money, power, and control. Yes, I think everybody would agree with that. Is your boss a corporate psychopath? Here are the key signs to look out for. And once again, it may not be your direct supervisor or manager, but I think if you look at your directors, VP levels, you're going to see more of these. From Miranda Priestly in The Devil Wears Prada to Professor Callahan in Legally Blonde, bad bosses have been a staple feature on blockbuster hits throughout the years. But these nasty characters pale in comparison to many bosses in the real world, according to a study. Scientists from Angelia Ruskin University say that some managers are so manipulative that they should be classed as, quote, corporate psychopaths. Corporate psychopaths are driven by money, power, and control, and are willing to do almost anything to get them, according to the researchers. So is your boss a corporate psychopath? Here are the key signs to look for. And I have seen this as far as that they were willing to do anything. I did a four-part episode on an IA investigation with a police sergeant out of Texas, and I called out his chief that, in my opinion, he was acting like a psychopath, and even more so, the commander, who was kowtowing and doing everything the chief said and berating his sergeant and just acting, to me, acting very inappropriate, twisting around every word that was said, every word in a text, in a Facebook post, just twisting it around to prove the sergeant as a bad guy. And I said, the commander is a psychopath, in my opinion, and that his whole goal was to become chief of police, either at that organization or at a different police department. And lo and behold, when the chief in that video retired, the commander became the chief of police and is now the chief of police at that department. So let's get back to the article. Previous study have shown that around 0.6 to 0.12% of adults are defined as psychopaths. And in yesterday's article, it was 21%. And they said that is the same number, roughly the same percentage as the prison population. And you would expect a prison population to have worse characteristics than the average population. That's the reason they're separated from society. This means they possess no conscience, shame, guilt, or the ability to experience love or feel empathy towards other people. And I see that. I have had one individual in a corporate America job that I thought was a complete psychopath, probably one of the worst psychopaths I have ever dealt with. And while I was at that organization, I would talk to numerous people, and almost everybody that had interactions with this individual had a story about them being a psychopath. And they did not use that term psychopath, but they had a story about this individual that was cringeworthy, that this person just did something very terrible, very awful. And I later found out that this individual's son, I believe it was a son, maybe a daughter, had a child that committed suicide. And I could see if this person treated their child the way the workers at this organization was treated by this individual, I can see why the child committed suicide. Totally. To me, it was like this person had no soul. The article continues, however, until now, little research has focused on psychopaths in corporate settings. The researchers set out to investigate this in their study. Dr. Clive Bode, lead author, said, highly psychopathic senior business people who are quite plausibly genuine psychopaths are visible in commercial history. This new study aims to understand whether some corporate scandals and bankruptcy feature senior corporate officials who might be workplace psychopaths, and this has demonstrably been the case. The key focus on American fraudster Bernie Madoff, who is behind the largest known Ponzi scheme in history, uncovered in 2008 and thought to be worth a staggering $64 billion. And along with that, you have Enron, the senior leadership of Enron, and what they did and how they destroyed that company. So rather than get into all the evil characters that I think we all know, let's look at some of the key signs your boss is a psychopath. So they got a little infographic here. Experts say the key personality traits to look out for are here: superficial charm, apparent intelligence. I'm not sure how to take this, because when I interact with senior leadership throughout corporate America, very rarely do I find true intelligence. Now, the apparent intelligence could be an appeared intelligence, and I'm not sure exactly how they mean this. My personal experience has always been appeared intelligence. They always use corporate buzzwords, phrases for the industry. And since I work in IT, that if I'm dealing with IT folks, they'll use IT buzzwords. However, when I've been in meetings with them and I'm trying to explain this, you know, basic IT concepts to them, they don't grasp them. They don't grasp the fundamentals of IT logic, analytical thinking. The third one, lack of sincerity or truthfulness. Absolutely. I can always tell when these people, they're not sincere. They pretend to be. And I pointed that out at the end of the four-part episode of the IA investigation, where the commander, after spending an hour totally demeaning the sergeant, and then they had him back to tell him his punishment, and he was put on a performance improvement plan, and he had to take all this training. And then the commander said, hey, you're a great asset to this company. And I've had to deal with those personal experiences. They belittle you, they demean you for an hour, and then try to put the bread on the crap sandwich and tell you how wonderful you are. Well, if I was really this wonderful, or if that sergeant was that wonderful, they wouldn't have spent that hour demeaning him and trying to break down his ego and his emotions for a good 60 minutes and just twisting around everything he said. A fourth one, a tendency to cheat. Yes, they'll lie, they'll cheat, they'll steal. A lack of remorse. Yes, they have no remorse for what they were doing. You could see that with the commander and the chief. They had no remorse for what they were doing to the sergeant in that video. Being emotionally shallow. Yes, I pointed out about that commander, you know, saying, oh, you're a great guy, you're a great asset to this company, this organization. Completely shallow. A lack of self-insight. Yes, they are not self-aware. In that IA investigation, the sergeant pointed out that what they were accusing him of doing, he said, Commander, you've done this exact same thing. Could not understand that. He's like, no, that was different. And there was really no difference. Calmness. That one I'm questioning, and I'm sure it's a characteristic. I've always seen the psychopaths I have dealt with in corporate America, many of them were very emotionally unstable, and you could easily get them rattled. apparent rationality. Yes, they have this appearance of rationality, but they really are not rational. So I'm going to skip down the article a little bit. I'm going to get through the Bernie Madoff stuff. Everybody knows or can assume he was a psychopath. The article continues, the team hopes the findings will help businesses identify corporate psychopaths before they rise to the top. There are likely to be plenty of people in the world of corporate finance with similar psychopathic traits to Bernie Madoff, Dr. Boddy added. Job up for financial corporations and firms, if they want to give themselves the best chance of avoiding crisis, would appear to be identifying them before they ascend to power. Now, in yesterday's episode, I talked about an article I read a while back, and I haven't been able to find it, where corporations will give their senior leadership or people in the higher levels of management a test, and they actually want to hire psychopaths into those positions. Because there are tests to identify them, and rather than identify them and then weed them out, no, they intentionally hire those type of psychopaths. Because they will do the dirty work that the board thinks needs to be done. They're willing to lay off 10,000 employees with one stroke of a pen and not lose a minute's sleep on it, where a non-psychopath will have a tough time doing something like that. Or at least if they have to do it, they're going to work for a good package for those people to minimize the damage that's being done, whether it is a nice severance package, continued health care, something. It's just not an immediate, hey guys, you're done, you're out of here, here's 2 weeks severance, get lost. They're going to be pushing for something more. Then there's another little infographic in here. Would you know how to spot a psychopath? For me, it's usually I'm butting heads with them because I just don't mix with them that well, especially in the corporate world. But not everybody is like me and does those type of things. So let's get into what this says. Psychopaths display different traits depending on their disorder. Common sides include superficial charm, a grandiose notion of self-worth, the need for stimulation and impulsiveness, pathological lying, the ability to manipulate others, and lack of remorse and empathy. Now, the first one is superficial charm. My first flag when I interact with people is if their charm seems fake, that they're intentionally trying to be nice. And that may be what this superficial charm is, or at least to me, that's what I'm reading. That you can tell when someone is being genuine and true to who they are. But then you get to people that I must act in a way that you like me. Right there, my alarms are going off. Red flags are going off. I immediately distrust that individual. Now, the grandiose notion of self-worth when people are bragging about themselves. Now, sometimes in the IT world, IT people can be cocky and arrogant. I look, can they back it up? And you get some people that are so good at what they do, I will give them a pass on being arrogant and cocky on that. Now, if they're not good at their job and they want to be arrogant and cocky, that's different. The need for stimulation and impulsiveness, I'm not seeing that as much unless I'm seeing in the corporate work world where I know an individual is married and they are involved in affairs within the organization. Then that tells me right off there's something going on with that person. Let's continue with this. But despite the popular association, not all psychopaths become killers. Experts claim people usually find psychopaths intriguing, but can't put their finger on why. I usually, and this is just me, I look at for are they being genuine or disingenuine? And if they're being disingenuine, I may keep an eye on them, but I do not find them intriguing or fascinating. I watch them. I watch how they treat other people. I watch how they interact with other people. Continues, this is down to incongruous behavior because psychopaths tend to do a lot of acting to deceive or mimic normal reactions, sometimes changing their views and reactions quickly. And that's the incongruous behavior that I was talking about, being genuine or disingenuous. That their behavior doesn't seem to quite fit. And usually with me, it's more the gut instinct. It's like, I don't know what's going on, but this guy he's just acting a little bit off. It's just not quite right. Well, someone that's truly genuine and you tell them a joke and they laugh, you can see the humor. It's a different energy. But when someone's forcing that laughter, it's like, for me at least, it's like something's off. It's like you're watching a movie and the voice track is not matching up with the lips moving. So it's like watching a foreign film where they dub in the English and the mouths don't match the words. Continues, for example, self-professed psychopath Jacob Wells, no idea who that is, said that upon meeting someone, he tries to become, quote, the most interesting person they know and presumably adopts suitable interests and responses to do this. Now, I've encountered people that do this
And if they seem too eager to be interesting to me, I'm very cautious. Once again, I'm paranoid about people, especially new people I meet. I'm quickly watching for their actions, their reactions, trying to pick up clues. I just don't immediately accept people. I try to be nice to them. But at the same time, if they're going out of their way to try to impress me or be my best friend, I'm very cautious. Once again, like I said, I'm paranoid. His response also gives away another common trait, a grandiose notion of self-worth, in that he can be the most interesting person in the room. Psychopaths occasionally tend to exhibit unconvincing emotional responses with slip-ups, including tone, a voice, or body language. And that may be what I'm picking up, is that the words are not congruent with the body language, or the words are not congruent with the tone. I'm picking up something, and I can't really label it. It's something I've learned over the years. This may be because they are unable to understand emotions such as fear and love, but can mimic them. Generally, psychopaths' emotions are shallow and short-lived, and there is a manipulative, ulterior motive to showing them. For example, Mr. Wells said he offers to do favors and tells false secrets to people to gain their complete trust. He also displays insincere charm, another trait associated with psychopaths. He says, I keep secrets and tell them fake secrets to further gain their trust, and once they trust me enough, I ask for favors, reminding them of the favors I did them. I can get literally anything from them, which is incredibly useful. Very interesting. So watch people that try to tell you secrets. I'm always distrustful of people that tell me secrets, because that means they're not going to keep my secret. If I tell them something secret, they're going to blab it to someone else. So if someone tells you a secret, be careful of those people. Psychopaths typically display an incredible ability to manipulate others and sometimes take pleasure in doing so. Psychopaths often have an air of superiority about them, perhaps shown by Mr. Wells' belief he can spot another psychopath. Yes, he might be able to. Even expert Dr. Hare, who came up with the Hare Psychopathy Checklist Revised, used as a diagnostic tool to determine where someone lies on the psychopathic spectrum, warns that anyone can be duped during a short interaction with a psychopath. Yes, unless you're ultra paranoid like me, and even I can be duped. I'm not trying to say I'm one of these people that can never be conned. I've been conned in the past. It can happen. And it for small little things up front, real quick, in and out, yes, I can be conned. Longer term, I will start questioning the people the more I interact with somebody. Very fascinating that they're starting to look more at psychopaths in corporate America or in corporations, whether even it's in Europe. The problem I have is I think corporations want these psychopaths. They want these type of people running the show, driving the ship, because when tough actions need to be had, these are the type of people that can do it and are willing to do it and not lose any sleep over it. I don't know what's going to change this. I think as companies have a harder time finding employees, they are going to have to change their tactics. And what worked pre-COVID in the 90s and the 80s, or even the 2000s, is not going to work going forward. People are not willing to work for bad bosses, bad companies anymore. And hopefully that will push boards to start saying we need to bring in genuine, true leadership, not the psychopaths. At least that's been my opinion and my experiences in corporate America. Thanks for listening. I could run the whole block just from walking the line. Parking is prime. These are the thoughts of my mind. And I'm a straight rider, never stopping the sign. And I'm only slowing down if I'm stopping the sign. Six figures on a check before I'm jotting a line. It goes one for the money, two for the clothes, three for the honeys, and a four for the flows. Five O's and six.